Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in
that. What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it, then use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Like you heard, coming to you live from Flowery Branch, Falcons training camp. Guys just took the field. Got a chance to see Justin Simmons among the rest of the Falcons heading on out there. Cool to see the new guys out there today. But we're here for the next 3 hours. We'll be back on Wednesday as well. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yo, guys are starting later than usual, right?
Yeah, a little bit later.
A little bit later than usual and everything. And the schedule changed because we thought it was going to be an afternoon practices day and everything like that. But, yeah, they're putting in that work. You know, got to get as much as they can. I know I saw Joe Patrick tweet out on Wednesday they're going to do like a simulated game scrimmage type thing Wednesday.
Good.
And it'll be right here in front of us on this field right here. So maybe that'll be the last time you get a big tune-up type thing. And, there was an interesting thing. Like, we was talking to Stakey because I know Friday when we were leaving the show, we were talking about, well, who do you get to see? You get to see Michael Penix, and you get to see, and then
guess we made an incorrect assumption.
And you know, whatever. I just don't understand why the young quarterback doesn't play. Get him as much game time reps as you can, because you want him playing this year only in blowouts. That's the only time you want to see Michael Penix on the football field, is in a blowout situation. And so you would have thought, but hey, they thought they saw enough. Fine. And you saw, you know, Tyler Heineken looked a little bit better in this game, whatever that means. It was a couple other names. We talked about Blair, the receiver.
Yep.
He played well.
Nice game for him.
Roro, he got him a sack early.
Great to see that from him.
Yeah, and so, I mean, you saw different things from guys that were going to contribute to the squad, the big team squad, when this thing gets kicked off for real. But yeah, I was surprised that the young boy didn't play.
Yeah, we kind of all got that. We were all together. We were all at the birthday party on Saturday and saw the news, like, oh, Penix isn't going to play, huh? Okay. All right. Well, who is? And then obviously you saw Heineke go for a long period of time. I still am of the belief that might be sort of a showcase type thing.
Yes.
As teams either have bad quarterback play in their training camps or have injuries pop up in their training camps. You might be able to flip Taylor Heinicke for what? I don't know. A draft pick? Maybe you get that draft pick back that you lost for tampering with Cousins. I don't know.
It won't be that high.
It probably won't be that
high. Yeah, it won't be that high.
But maybe you get at least one draft pick back in that class or something right. like that. But, I don't know. It turned out pretty much on Saturday, either you're a rookie – or you're trying to put something on tape to either make the practice squad or make another team because 36 guys didn't play.
Yeah.
I mean, that's offense, defense, special teams, and some more guys that didn't play in that game. And look, you know, some of the rookies that you know are going to be on the 53-man roster played and played pretty good, like you mentioned. It was cool to see Aro have that sack. Brandon Dorlus played pretty good. Some of the Natron Brooks had a million tackles, so maybe he can push for one of those spots in the secondary on the back end. Chris Blair has had a pretty good performance in the first two games. He had 91 yards receiving on Saturday, so maybe he has the leg up on that sixth receiver right. spot. But that's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about. The biggest takeaway in this guy's heavily going to be counted on is Jungwei Koo struggling.
Yes.
That is the one. That's the only thing I took away from the game because he hit the first one like
53 54, yards. It was a good one.
Because I was in the car riding and I listened to Dave and Wes. And then
54,
yeah. I was listening to Dave and Wes about that kick. And then all of a sudden you just see the shakiness, man. And you can say it's preseason and all those different things. Jungwei Koo is a starting kicker. He's your starting kicker. Ain't no competition or nothing. This is the guy that's going to go out there and kick field goals for you when this thing kicks off. So that was an alarming thing. Now, can he get it fixed and all those things? Because he's a damn good kicker. So I don't want to put it as if where you're worried about him. But, yeah, I didn't like that right there. That's 9 points.
He missed three makeable. Like, if this was a real game, you lost by one.
Yes.
And your kicker left 9 points out
yes.
there. That would be the way we were starting
exactly,
the show today.
Exactly.
And there would be a lot of frustration.
Exactly.
Because that's the thing about even kickers that have a track record or that have benefited the doubt. Kicker benefit of the doubt goes away real quick.
Hell
like,
yeah,
you lose a game or two because you missed some makeable kicks, then people start looking at you funny. I mean, he's got the fourth best field goal percentage for a career ever.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
That's great.
And again, that's three on Saturday in a game that didn't count. And he's had, honestly, people probably don't remember this because no one remembers anything that happens in preseason, but he's had some rough preseasons.
Yes.
Like, for whatever reason. Yeah.
Maybe he's working on a new technique. I don't know.
I don't know. I'll say this, too. He doesn't kick as well outside.
Yes.
He's a much better indoor on-turf kicker, which is obviously where the Falcons play their home games and the majority of the games that they play in an NFL season. But, yeah, no, him missing a 49, a 45, and a 40 isn't good.
No.
You don't want to see that. I'll say this, too, and I know maybe it feels like hindsight or whatever, but just sort of watching the practices, especially the red zone stuff at the end, he's missed a few kicks in camp, too.
Yeah, yes,
and
he
missed them in the similar way.
To the right.
He's pulling them.
They're pushing right, right?
No, the ones I saw out there and one of the ones on Sunday was left.
I'm sorry.
Especially the long ones because he's trying to get a little bit of extra pull
My back is turned.
Your right.
My right.
His left.
Yes.
He's pulling them. So, again, like, I guess if it was something that I was actually concerned about, I would have mentioned it last week when we saw him doing it.
Right.
But then when he missed those on Saturday, I said, I have seen him miss some of them in practice as well. Again, I mean, Raheem said it after the game. He's got the track record. They believe in him. Just don't do it in the regular season.
That's it.
You do that in the regular season, track record and belief goes away.
It does.
You get some other guy in here and you start competing. And as soon as you start competing for kickers, you lose your job.
Yeah, man. And I think that was the one takeaway, just like you said, is that credibility. Because I do think Jungwei Koo is a damn good kicker. Yeah,
he has it.
You know, and he has it in him and things like that. So I'm not worried per se. It's just like it was like I didn't like it.
Yeah.
You know,
in a game where basically – and I don't – not to be disrespectful to the guys who went out there and played. Because some of these guys – are going to make the team and did some things on Saturday that are going to help them make the team. But by and large, what happened on Saturday was not representative of what this football team is going to be.
Right.
But he is.
Yes, exactly.
he's going to be a part of it.
Of everybody that played, everybody playing that game, he's going to have the biggest impact
on the team. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's going to have the biggest impact on the team.
And he played the worst.
Yeah, and so that's the thing that you didn't like to see. But, I mean, you know, and then it was a fun game coming down to the end. You know, and it's one of those things where you're like, okay, we know you're going for two, right? You're not going to kick a damn field goal.
Nobody's going to overtime.
Nobody's going to overtime.
Although, was that because they didn't trust Jungwei Koo anymore?
No, it was not.
Did he lose the trust of the coaching staff to where they couldn't kick the extra point?
No, it was not. But I thought it was a great play. If the quarterback pulls the ball, he walks in the end zone. I mean, if he pulls it, he walks in. But, yeah, nobody wants to see overtime in the preseason. And it's still didn't get a good sense of this kickoff thing still.
Still nobody's doing anything. Yeah. They're not showing their hand at all.
That's going to be the thing when the game starts, how you see the different traps. I don't know if you can trap or whatever, but different type deceptions that these guys are going to try to put out there and everything like that. But, yeah, main thing, nobody got hurt.
Right.
Nobody got hurt. Nobody of the significance got hurt. And and now you're down to your last one. Obviously, they're not going to play in this game. You said 36 players didn't play. It'll probably be the same amount this game.
If they can add to that, they will.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You could maybe add, row, Dorless, maybe. Like, some of these guys that are definitely going to be on the team.
Yeah.
They might – Bertrand, maybe won't play on Friday. I was surprised about the Penix thing, though, just because – he played so much in that first game.
Right.
If all goes well, he's just not going to get opportunities to play football again this year, really.
And like, I think, you know, and a lot of people, and I don't believe this is the case, worried, well, maybe what if he shows out and there's like, okay, is there a quarterback controversy? No.
No.
Because Kirk Cousins is not in danger of losing his job.
No.
All right, from Michael Penix. But I would have loved to have seen him, and maybe because you're playing behind the offensive line. I don't know.
That has to be.
That has to be, or something like you didn't want to put it behind that offensive line. I mean, that's the only thing I could think of because he needs these reps. I mean, and saying needs is one thing because he's not going to need them for his job this year.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I want to put it on that where, like, how Caleb Williams, he needs these reps.
Because he's going to start week one.
Need these reps.
Right.
Bo Nix, who played really well yesterday, needs these reps because these guys are going to be the day one starters for the team. Michael Penix just isn't.
He isn't, but he's also not going to get meaningful reps again until who knows when. I mean, God forbid they need him.
Right.
If something happens bad, or you might get some blowouts one way or the other. Not a lot of blowouts in the NFL.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it'll fast forward again to this time next year when you're waiting to see how much he can do. And that's the other thing I wonder about. We'll talk to Caden Ellis in the 12 o'clock hour today when practice gets over. Falcons linebacker, one of the 36 players that was standing on the sideline watching the game on Saturday. How are the new members of the defense gonna get up to speed given that they don't have any more joint practices, which are more important than preseason games? Not gonna play in the preseason game, so like you mentioned, they're gonna have that like simulated game Wednesday. I would imagine they'll do that a couple more times because we still have 3 weeks until the first game.
I know,
like this final preseason game's on Friday, and then we have 2 more weeks before the Falcons play
the last thing you want to do is start Pittsburgh.
Right.
That's the last thing you want to do is start Pittsburgh. I'm sure they got some cut-ups or whatever, but to start putting all your mind on that instead of still – it's about
still
the
don't even know who the Steelers quarterback's going to be. It might be the young guy.
He's a bulldog, and I love him. Brody Jones will get somebody damn hurt. Goodness gracious. He was – like, people get beat, Andy.
Yeah.
That happens. But he was getting his ass whipped. All right, people get beat sometimes.
There's a difference.
It's a difference. It is a difference. All right? It's a difference.
Somebody gets beat on almost every
play. Yeah, but, I mean, he was getting his whooped, you know. You talk about, you know, Judon and then Simmons, how you want to get about this. So I pitched Judon. He's out there, but they said they're only going to the visual, which makes sense. Get you some running on the side and try to ramp them up. And the more and more they can get out there in the football field because they have been in training. Well, I'm sorry, he's been in training camp, but he hasn't been doing anything. Justin's been working out and all those different things, but we talk about it all the time. It's different. I could be training, hitting bags, doing them ladder drills all summer, but I got to get out of here and put these pads on and get this body back acclimated to playing the actual football.
And he's not going to really get a chance to do that
because
they're not really going to play real football again until week one against the Steelers.
But that's what they're going to hope. Like you said, this simulated type thing, you're going to get an opportunity to get as many reps as you can.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, we're broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. Falcons practice underway currently. The new guys are out there, like Randy said. Practice going to wrap up in about an hour, and then Caden Ellis will step in here with us in the Ticketmaster studios and chat with us. But we got a ton to get to coming up next as far as what's trending. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Head on over to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll be right back to tell you what's trending here on a Monday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The
best game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
It certainly looked like it. Got Ruka's first sack. Got him a chance to get out there in some pass rush situations today, and he went out there and executed, which is showing us something else and how to get to the quarterback and some of those things. And I mean, you know, those guys seem like they're having fun. And that's probably the most important thing for all of those guys. Damone is playing really strong, really heavy hands, setting edges, and I just enjoy watching
them. That's Raheem Morris after the game on Saturday, talking about some of the guys who did play for the Falcons in preseason game number two against the Baltimore Ravens. A 13-12 loss. Had a chance at the end. Yeah. Had a chance at the end, Randy, but unfortunately
he pulled. Quarterback pulls it. That end crashed so hard.
Yeah, it would have been an easy 2-point, yeah, and they would have won the game 14-13. But some of the young guys played on defense. Obviously, you hear Raheem talking about him there. Otherwise, not a lot of playing time for Falcons that'll really be difference makers in the season this year. You feel good about the performances at receiver from Chris Blair, yeah, really, in the first couple of games.
He separated himself from all the other young guys.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, he
so he's got a chance to be the sixth receiver that they keep. The story of the game, unfortunately, was that nobody played.
Right.
And nobody, most specifically, being Michael Penix. Because we thought we'd get to see Penix on Saturday again. A little bit before game time, they say he's not going to play. So Taylor Heinicke and John Paddock split the playing time. Paddock is back because Rourke signed in Canada. So I'll go back to not disrespecting John Paddock. Stay on the good side of Raheem Morris. But yeah, that was it. Those were the guys that played quarterback. And that was sort of the tail of the game on Saturday.
Well, I know I saw D'Angelo Malone. He's you know, he's becoming like a special teams demon. I mean, this guy
kind of has to.
He has to,
because he's not doing much on the line.
The role of what you want him to play is not, you know, he's not getting it done there. But he's getting it done when he's on the football field. When you look at him going down there covering kicks and things like that, and that probably right now is going to be his way on the football field.
Yeah.
You know, they'll find, because he'll be up every game, you know, and so maybe they'll find a rep here, a rep there for him to get out there and everything. But he is taking advantage of the opportunity he's getting to be like, okay, they brought another guy, so now that inches me further down the depth chart. And now I got to go out here and play this role that I have. And he's been, like, last game, he had, like, 5, 3 tackles last game.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, you got to find a role, got to get in where you fit in, as they like to say. And he's done a good job at that. But, yeah, I mean, just a couple of guys, because I know I was, I think on the radio house, we're coming on the radio house, and I was listening to Wade Ford Tailgate, listening to Joe Patrick and them. And because Aroro got hurt earlier this week. He was down. We didn't know if he was going to play. Then he gets out there, and he gets a sack on the first drive.
Yeah.
You know, and so
good to see. Nice move.
Yeah. And so you got to saw that. I thought the pressure up front from the young Falcons defensive line was really good. Now, this says something about how bad maybe Baltimore's line is, but I just love that the, you know, Josh Johnson, 14 teams. 14 teams.
Just nice to see Josh Johnson still out there.
Yeah, man. 38
He's
years
played
old.
For half the NFL.
Yeah, man. 38 years old. And then you look at it, and he's got, and the most important thing, he has a great relationship with Lamar. Most important thing, but he is solidified. They said this. He is their number two guy.
Yeah.
You know, so good for Josh, man.
Good for him.
Good for Josh.
Emory Jones didn't okay. know he was still That's what I, playing I, football. That was good to
and
see.
And I saw it at your house. I was like, is that Emory?
Hey,
that is
Jones.
Emory. That is Emory Jones, man. So good for him. Good for him, man. Where,
isn't he from?
He's from West Georgia. He's from whatever, like Carrollton area over there.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. And then Devin Leary, too. Just a whole bunch of quarterbacks I didn't know I'd ever get to see play quarterback.
Yeah,
again.
Man. But
very exciting.
Yeah, but the most, I mean, not disappointing, but just a scratch head moment that Michael Penix didn't play.
Yeah. Again, it's you're right, because it's no longer like, it's not even worth getting disappointed about.
Right.
Because the preseason is just treated the way
is.
That it's treated.
It is.
But, yeah, I mean, that's just continuing to wrap my mind around the way that they treat it.
Yep.
And that's what it is. That's the way that they treat it. So they got one more. It's on Friday. It's at home. 36 guys didn't play last weekend. Probably less than that will play on Friday.
Yeah.
But you could go.
Yeah, man. It's the last one.
You could go to the game.
It's the last one.
I would encourage you to go.
Yeah, it's going to be the last one. And, you know, it is what it is, man. It is like some teams are going to treat it as a dress rehearsal. The Falcons obviously are not. But, yeah. Yeah. Get it ramped up for you. You got to go through all the logistics before the game 2 weeks afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Make sure the soda machine's working.
That'll be good.
And everything like that.
Now, the Falcons came out of the game without any serious injuries, which is good. I don't know if we can say the same for the Braves. We're still kind of waiting for an update on Austin Riley. Here's Brian Snitker on him after the game.
Yeah, everything was – all the tests he had here were inconclusive, so we're just going to have to wait till tomorrow and get him to our people and have him run through the, you know, CT and all that kind of stuff when we get home.
So the x-rays showed nothing.
They were inconclusive. So, like I say, till we get him home with our people and the things, we won't know.
I thought that was going to be the clip where he's like, you know, you get hit in the hand, you got all them little bones in there.
I just hate –
you never know.
I hate inconclusive.
Yeah.
And I hate and it rarely is a good outcome when a player gets hit like Austin did on his hand.
Yep.
Very rarely does it come out where, okay, he's just going to be down for maybe a series or something. This could have long-term effects, Andy, and it sucks because it seems like as soon as you got Michael back, then Soler has the hammy. And
yep.
Then, you know, Austin's been playing pretty good as of late.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden this happens. He gets hit in his hand early, then has to leave the game. So you're just like, well, damn.
There's only so much good that can be happening at once this season for the Braves. And it's not very much
good.
Not very much good is allowed to happen at once.
No.
You win the series against the Angels. Cool. Are you happy about that? Well, here's the penalty you have to pay.
You got
to
lose.
Austin Riley gets hit in the hand.
Yeah, man.
You don't know how long he's going to be out. Oh, Charlie Morton's pitching pretty good again?
Yeah.
Well, sorry. Austin Riley's got to wear one.
Yeah.
And it's inconclusive now how long he's going to be out for. Oh, Michael Harris is back? Well, we're going to have to take Jorge Soler from
right.
you. Because this clearly is one of those seasons for the Braves.
Just everything.
Where you're not allowed to enjoy it for more than 5 seconds.
And it sucks. It does, man. Because, you know, they did, like you was waiting for guys to get back to add to the guys that you're here. Well, you're getting guys back, but then you're losing guys that was here that you were looking at like, okay, he's going to still be here, but we're going to get this guy back, and this guy's going to help. And so, yeah, to lose Austin Riley is a big deal. Now, there has not been anything. So
yeah, we don't know.
We don't know anything.
We don't know.
And I'm sure, Abe is telling me they got the day off, so you probably won't know anything either later today or tomorrow.
Unless it's good news.
Unless it's good news. If it's good news,
we might
hear
find
today.
Out today.
Might find out today.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Bad news, they probably just want to sit around and wait for a minute.
Yeah. So anyway, you know what the really good news is, though? As much as the Braves season has been what it's been, nobody's that good.
No.
Like, you look across the board, and like, the Braves are still only 7 games out in the NL. The team with the best record in the NL is 73-51, and that's the Phillies. Like, you even in the American League, nobody has more than 73 wins. I know the Orioles got off to a hot start, but they've kind of plateaued a little bit. Like, we're looking at a season where no one wins 100 games.
Yeah, and that could be key for what the Braves want to do right now.
I just think it means everybody's, like, obviously there are certain teams that are slightly better,
everybody's
but nobody's that much better.
Yeah, everybody's having some kind of issue when it comes to their team, man. Emery's from Franklin, George. Appreciate it. Franklin. That's
great.
Where he's from. Appreciate
I love it.
But, yeah, that's the thing you want them to do is try to just continue not to fall back. I know you're losing guys, but, I mean, try not to fall back from where you're, like you said, you're 7 out. Where are they in the wild card, Bunk? Third?
Yeah, I think they're still in the
third. They're still in the third spot.
Sure.
Well, don't be jostling for the third.
You know they are. I mean? They're still in the third spot. They got a 2-game lead on the Mets.
Yeah, don't be jostling for that third. You know, that's going to be that where you don't want to end up being and everything. But, yeah, we'll just sit back and have to wait. It was good to see Ronnie there. And having a good time around
cool.
the guys and everything. So that's cool because we know he's out there in L.A. doing his rehab and all that. So that was good to get to see him.
I didn't know that.
But
I didn't know that he was in L.A. doing rehab.
Oh, really? Oh,
no.
Yeah.
And then he popped up on TV. I was like, huh.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he's out there.
Right.
Because that's where he's doing all the stuff that he's doing so he can go to the game, which is cool. Seemed like, no, he looked happy.
He looked like having a good time.
Good. You saw Ron Washington.
Yeah, man.
So those guys were.
Salute to my man, Ron.
Able to get together and hug it out and hang out. Yeah, anyway, hopefully we'll get some information on Austin Riley in the positive over the next 24 hours or so. Don't know one way or the other. Hey, Brent Key, the head coach of the
game
Georgia
week,
Tech
baby.
Football team. It is game week. It is less than a week away from Georgia Tech, Florida State in Dublin. Here's Coach talking about playing Florida State in the opener.
They're a good opponent. And anytime you get a chance to open up the season with defending conference champs, it's a team that went really undefeated until the final game of the season. That's a great opportunity for us. You talk about, you know, the exposure that we're going to generate for Georgia Tech, that we're going to generate for the Georgia Tech football program, right? To be able to go and play that type of opponent. Yeah, they've got new faces. We've got new faces. But they're a quality team.
Yeah, I mean, you look at what happened to Florida State last year. You lose your quarterback, then you get pretty much crapped on by the committee.
Yep.
And then you go into Orange Bowl and you get obliterated by Georgia. They got a quarterback with a lot of experience. I just don't know what to make of DJU. They got one. I know they lost Verse, but they still got one of the better defensive lines in the country. And then you talk about Tech. And, you know, you got – we talked last week about this. You got the cohesion of the offensive coordinator. You got a good quarterback who is a very dual-threat guy. And, I mean, and it's so good for Tech because they're the only game on.
Yeah.
You know, they're the only game on. You're playing against Florida State overseas.
It could be good for Tech.
And as we get closer to Friday, obviously we'll probably pick our game on Friday and everything. I think Tech going to make Florida State work for it.
I hope that they do. It's always one of those things where it's like when you're the standalone game, that can be great.
Yeah.
Or it can be terrible.
I don't think they're going to get blown out.
I don't either.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
What's
either.
The line on this?
I don't either. All I'm saying is when that happens and you do.
11?
That's not good. It's 11?
Okay.
Really? Interesting.
Okay.
I like that. I like Georgia Tech to cover that one.
Okay.
I think they have the advantage in the quarterback.
Yeah, I think Jackson Dart is, I didn't know what to expect last year.
Haynes King.
Why am I getting Jackson Dart and Haynes King? He was really good.
Jackson
too.
Dart also pretty good.
Yeah, but Haynes King get those two. Weren't they this Ole Miss together? Something like that. Whatever. But no, he is, he has the experience, dual threat, second year in the system. I know what Coach Key is trying to do with it as far as the physicality up front and all those things, being a former offensive line coach. They're going to have their work cut out because if they can't block Florida State's D-line, because that's going to be the key, their offensive line
versus
defense line. I think that'll be the key to the game.
They also got that big offensive line recruit last week.
He came playing.
Well, I know that, but oh, he's not. Oh, never mind. I was going to have a really exciting take here. No, but the fact that it came out that they got him with all that NIL money,
we know that Tech got guys with money.
Okay.
Yeah, we know that.
But we don't know that Tech's got guys that give money to the football program.
Yes, there we go.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of schools that have alumni with money.
Right.
It's a matter of getting those alumni to get an NIL collective
together. This can go a long way.
Dude, if they can tap into some of the money that's in that alumni base, then absolutely it can go a long way. And for them to get that 5-star lineman from the Atlanta area and then immediately have it public that they sign him to this multi-hundred-thousand-dollar deal to come there,
right.
That's good.
Yes.
Like, that's good publicity for the Georgia Tech football
program. Yeah, man.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah, and if they can, like I said, they can go in there and get that win. Or at least, you know,
I think that would be
the biggest thing. Win.
Because yes, that would be
I don't know. I don't know Coach Key like that, but I know what he's about. And he ain't trying to go get no damn good win. I mean, no good effort with a loss. No. They're going over there to get a damn win. I wonder when they leave. Head over there.
Wednesday.
We leave, okay.
Yeah, they'll leave Wednesday. We'll let you hear a little bit more from Coach Key later on in the show, the 1 o'clock hour. We'll spend some more time on college football as it's right around the corner. Again, game day will be in Dublin Saturday as Florida State takes on Georgia Tech in the opening game of the season. And then the next weekend, everybody goes.
It's on, baby.
Everybody goes.
It's on.
Labor Day weekend. There's a billion different games.
Cracking.
Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, probably Monday.
There's yeah, 1,000
games.
Saturday. Yeah, dog. I saw the, Colt McCoy just is going to be working for NBC. Big Ten. Good for Colt, man.
I saw that.
Yeah, good for him.
In the same announcement where he retired from the NFL. I did not know that
either.
He was still actively trying to play in the NFL.
Yeah, he played for the Cardinals.
Last
yeah,
year.
Played for the Cardinals. Played when Kyler got hurt.
He did.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, Colt. It was 14 years.
14, that's great career.
That's a good career for him, man.
Great career.
Good career. You think they would have beat Alabama if he don't get hurt?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
No, I don't.
I know a lot of Texas people. I know a lot of Texas people like that whole guy. Hey, I mean, if Colt doesn't go down as early as he did.
Yeah. Then what? Then what?
I mean, Marcell Dareus broke him in half.
Yeah. They would have broke him in half on the next series.
Yeah, it was some funny stuff going on. I saw, because you remember when we were in the studio, Manti Te'o was on the NFL Network.
Yeah.
He was talking about that Alabama team. I was like, well, yeah. It, like, he laid it out there. Notre Dame didn't have a shot from when they got off the plane in Fort Lauderdale. It was like, okay, let's put out a good effort.
Yeah.
I mean, Eddie Lacy's still spinning in the end zone.
That game was 100-0.
They beat the hell out of Notre Dame.
Yeah. I mean, it was 0% chance there. No one was beating those Bama teams, all right?
We had them, damn it. Just drop the ball.
Yeah. But I lie to myself about that Washington-Alabama game, too, so lie to yourself. That's half of what being a sports fan is. And this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We're going to get to the back page with Bo coming up next because the 12 o'clock hour is going to be moved around a little bit because Falcons practice ends in the 12 o'clock hour today. Caden Ellis will join us at some time between 12:20 and 12:40 today as well as we broadcast live from Flowery Branch. Final couple broadcasts for us from Falcons training camp. But we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh. Huh.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show. Andy and Randy. Monday morning. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Get into all the news from over the weekend. Obviously, preseason games number 2 for many teams, not just the Atlanta Falcons. Some good quarterback play from some of the young guys. Some bad quarterback play from some of the old guys.
Man.
We'll get into that. And some quarterback competitions have been won as well. Things moving around just a little bit today because Falcons practice started a little later. Not as late as they were planning on starting
it. Right.
Because we were maybe going to get guests on like before practice, but then instead of starting it later, they started it at 10:30. It'll be over around 12:30, 12:15. So when practice is over, Caden Ellis is going to stop by. We'll get a chance to talk to him in the noon hour, as opposed to earlier in camp, they were starting at like 9 or whatever.
Right, right.
And then they'd get done around 11:15, and then we'd get a guest right now. So anyway, we'll do that today. We'll do that Wednesday. And then Wednesday is our final day here at Flowery Branch.
Yeah, man.
Which is crazy. I mean, we spend like all summer being like, oh, wow, we're a month away from training camp. And then you get into it, and it just flies by. And today and Wednesday will be our final days up here. And we're the only ones up here.
Yeah, man.
You and me.
Yeah. Getting the hard-hitting action, Andy.
Yeah, just going the extra mile.
You know,
the extra 55 miles, actually,
you know,
from
the
my
thing,
house.
You know, you think you always – we talk about dunking and everything. I just saw something out there that I wanted to do and never really got the opportunity to do it. Do a backflip in full pads.
Have you been in a backflip in no pads?
I can do – I have done a backflip in
really?
No pads. But I'm talking about when – the guy, I couldn't see the DB. DB had a PBU, and it was in the drill, ran cartwheel, backflip. Like, damn. I really wouldn't be able to do that in the pads. But I was, I didn't land it. I wouldn't even got over. Just landed in the back of my damn head.
I don't know, man. Like, if you could do it in no pads.
Dude, okay, first of all, I was 12.
Oh, you were 12.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
okay. See,
yeah.
I didn't know when you did
it. I was a little springy.
That's pretty.
And believe me.
Pretty good, though.
I didn't land on the feet. I got all the way over.
Now, was it a backflip or a back handspring?
It's backflip, Andy.
Okay.
I don't do no hamstrings, man.
There's nothing wrong with a backhand spring. I always wanted to be able to do either, and I couldn't do either.
There is nothing wrong with it, Andy.
I know. As one who couldn't do one, I would have loved to have done one of those things.
Yeah, but yeah, you
get spent that, the whole summer you, trying to get up the courage, and I never could.
You get that speed going, cartwheel, and lift. And I was like, okay, am I going to make it over?
You're just looking back?
Yes, and then there was the ground, hands and knees. So technically, I didn't land on my feet, but I got all the way over and landed on all fours.
Yeah, look, I mean, even to try it is an impressive feat of bravery. But, yeah, no, I couldn't do that. That sounds fun. It sounds fun to be able to do
it. It was
that
pretty cool.
Stuff.
But the height that he got with it, I was like,
yeah,
damn.
Those guys out there are pretty athletic.
I was like, damn, dog. Watching him, like, Kyrie, you running, turn around.
I mean
– of the play and do a backflip into the damn end zone. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, no, just a different type of person.
Yeah.
It's funny to stand out there on the sideline and just see some of the linemen come off. They're talking to each other, getting water, whatever, going back out there, and it's like, we're all the same species.
Yes.
Like, we're all kind of. Like, yeah.
Kind of.
That guy's a little bigger, a little stronger, a little faster.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the back page with Bo.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the Back Page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Normally at 12:40, we'll get back to 12:40 tomorrow and probably again on Thursday, but things are a little different up here at Flowery Branch tomorrow, or today and Wednesday. Hello, Bo.
Lots of fun stuff happening over the weekend, so we'll go ahead and get into it. We're going to start with Lions-Chiefs, and the Lions field goal kicker actually making a kick to win is not the big story out of this game. It was the behind-the-back pass from Pat Mahomes to Travis Kelce, and I'm not going to play the actual play for you. I'm sure you've seen it already. Turns out, though, that there's two sides to every story. Here's Pat Mahomes.
Travis didn't run the route he was supposed to run, and then it was kind of a behind-the-back pass, kind of because I was mad. I was f***ed off at Travis. He was supposed to run a flat route. I don't know if you can hear me on the broadcast. I'm yelling at him, and then he doesn't run it. So out of spite, I do a behind-the-back pass, but now it's going to be a highlight. Can't be planned. It's got to be just naturally happen, kind of in the groove of things. And so it wasn't like I planned that at all, or it wasn't a called play. It just kind of happened.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I don't believe that.
I think that it looks pretty planned to me.
You saw the clip early in the week that they were practicing down in the goal line.
Yeah.
So it was, I mean, nice. I mean, it was a hell of a play. But I always look at Travis and just how he sold the hell out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like how he sold the play to get that opening by slow playing the end. End sees him, jumps out. He just sits right there. Pat tosses behind his back.
The only issue, I guess you have to explain it like that. Why? To make it seem like you're not like showboating against a team in preseason?
Yeah.
I just wish they would have saved that for the Raiders, because the Raiders are going to get something.
Yes.
Like if that's what the Lions are getting in preseason from those two guys.
Yeah.
Because, again, you remember the Raiders had their Patrick Mahomes, Kermit the Frog doll.
Didn't they do like ring around the Rosie that one time down there against the Raiders?
They did.
Oh, yeah. They're going to bring something.
And that was
out
before the Kermit the Frog thing. So, yeah, I don't know. I wish they could have saved that for a goal line play in season against the Raiders and scored a touchdown on behind the back pass. But, yeah, I mean, that's where Mahomes is at right now. He's just
on a different level.
He's on a different planet than everyone else that's playing, so he can go out and play in games and throw the ball behind his back.
Yes.
Travis Kelce, that's where they're at. It's incredible.
So it wouldn't surprise me if you do see something like that versus the Raiders. Rumor has it that Andy Reid was actually wanting Pat Mahomes to do this in the Super Bowl last year behind the back. Don't know about that. But Travis Kelce was caught up with after the game, and somebody told him that it was a unintended or a fake play, and here's Travis's response.
It wasn't a play. No, it was a play. It was a first down. You know, he's got the voice thing. And so he kind of mumbled out the play. I couldn't hear it. I was walking up to the line. I was like trying to decipher what he was saying. Before I knew it, he snapped the ball. And and then I kind of saw him out of my peripheral run to the sideline. So I was trying to go help my guy out. By the time I looked over there, he was already in mid-form, like a photo on a sports card, throwing the ball to me. So it was just, I guess, right place at the right time.
Yeah, that's all it was. It was perfect. It was a perfectly drawn up place. He sold it. Pat got to where he could get a comfortable behind the back pass to him, and he threw it to him.
If you could throw it accurately, it's an incredible play.
Yes,
because obviously his whole momentum is going this way.
Yes,
Kelsey's over here selling it. They've got a receiver out there, so they're all focused on that. And then he just against the grain throws it back behind his back.
Just
they're going to do it again.
Yes,
they're going to do it.
It's going to be there. And the crazy thing is, like, it's going to help that play. like they got so many variations of that play, it's going to help it so much because guys are going to be slow thinking that Pat's going to throw it behind his back.
The fact that they did it now puts it in your mind that they might, and they're not going to do it much. Like they might do it once again ever in a regular season game. Yeah, exactly.
It's
now you're that you're the edge guy, and maybe you hang back, and then you leave a different lane open.
Exactly.
Yeah, what a bunch of jerks, man. What a bunch of absolute jerks just taking it to the next level.
Have y'all ever heard Travis actually do the Pat Mahomes voice, though? That was a first for me. Kind of sounded a little like Chewbacca.
Do you do a good Chewbacca impression?
Oh, yeah, I can do a little bit. I got a little.
That wasn't awful.
That was on the fly. Let me practice.
What's yours sound like?
I can speak.
Pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, man.
That's kind of like Chewbacca in distress. Here's the next one. So last night, Yankees Tigers played in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, the Little League World Series Classic. It actually ended up being a very good game. Tigers win it on a walk-off in 10 innings. So before the game, ESPN, who puts this game on, goes up to several players and asks them questions similar to how the Little League World Series guys get asked. You remember the all I do is hit dingers guy?
Yeah.
You know, so they were asking players if they could go back and meet anybody in history, who would it be? So here's Detroit Tigers outfielder Bo Breisky when asked who he would love to meet.
One person I would love to meet, Abraham Lincoln. I'd just like to pick his brain, to be quite honest. That sounds bad now that I say it.
Come on, man. Pick his brain. Yeah.
Damn, homie.
Pick his brain. Yes, you could have if you had been there that night.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you know, right up off the floor, yeah.
They had it was on Apple TV. They did the John Wilkes Booth type scenario and everything like that. I think I sat there and watched most of it. But to say that part.
Good answer and tell that part.
Abraham Lincoln on to pick his brains. Yeah, his brains on the floor of a theater.
Yeesh.
Balcony.
Yikes.
So someone else who may be on the floor, at least one of these guys will. So we all know about the November fight between Mike Tyson and Logan Paul, where they had their Netflix presser / weigh-in over the weekend. Here's a little bit of what went down.
Got a YouTuber fighting the greatest fighter that ever lived.
Every time these fighters sit across from me and it's YouTuber, it's Disney Channel, all that shit, and then you end up on the canvas and you'll see it's going to be no different here. I promise you that.
Kind of looking forward to this, but not going to lie. Kind of hope Logan Paul gets knocked out as well.
I think a lot of people would like to see that. I know I would.
I would like to see
that. I would love to see that. But Mike is 61 years old.
Jeez.
Mike just, they had to move the fight because Mike
got delayed because of health.
Yeah, reasons. I don't want Mike to go in there and get hurt. And it won't be because of something that dude does. It'll be because Mike is 61 years old. And Mike can't get him in two rounds.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to get
the longer it goes, the worse
for Mike Tyson.
I just hope he punches him one time.
If he catch him, Mike still got them damn, hurt your hands.
Absolutely.
If Mike get him, it's going to be a wrap.
The only thing that sucks is that it didn't already happen.
Yeah.
Because now they get to lead up to it again, and we talk about it for longer and all that kind of stuff. Mike should have knocked that guy out months ago.
Yeah,
we don't have to talk about this stuff anymore. But, I don't – it's one of those ones where it's like, I'm not gonna watch it.
No, I watch a clip.
But
y'all aren't going to watch it?
When the highlight, I don't I, think, because I'm not going to pay
not
for it.
I'm not going to pay for that
Netflix.
Crap.
Yeah.
You know on Netflix?
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
Okay.
All right. So I already have a Netflix subscription. So in that, I don't know, going to have to be nothing else going on that night. But maybe I'll watch it. But I would like to see Mike Tyson punch that guy right just square in the nose.
So speaking of two guys going at it, we've heard clips after clips of Tyreek Hill and Noah Lyles. When Noah Lyles goes on nightcap with Shannon and Ocho yesterday, and look, maybe this thing can happen.
I'm gonna be honest, I forget his name all the time. I'm gonna be honest, if it's not about track and it ain't about League of Legends,
saying come get some.
Hey, Tyreek is just chasing clout. The man raced in the 60 meters this year in the Masters division. The man dodges smoke. I don't got time for that.
Would you be willing to race Reek in a 60 or 100 if we got some sponsors to put some money up?
He's challenging me.
Well, see, you got to do 60.
100. We can race. If he's serious about it, if he's truly serious about it, I'm not talking about you just talking on the internet and you ain't actually coming to me and talking to my agent and saying, let's set something up. You are seriously about it. You'll see me on the track.
There you go.
Whatever.
Is that challenge accepted?
Whatever, man. I mean, who can? Tyreek is fast as hell.
Who has more to gain?
No,
than this?
Nobody.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
That's my
maybe
thing.
Noah. Maybe Noah. Tyreek. Okay.
What does Noah have to gain for beating Tyreek in a race?
He's a world class sprinter. Tyreek fast as hell.
Yeah.
But
Noah last won the gold medal.
He's a world class sprinter.
He already is that.
Yes.
So it's nothing to
there's
gain.
There's nothing to gain.
Only to lose.
Yes.
Like if Noah Lyles loses to
yes.
Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
Okay. So then if Tyreek beats him. I mean, I guess bad for Noah.
But
what does Tyreek
really
have to gain?
We are on Tyreek fast as hell.
Yeah, and Tyreek makes $30 million a year to play football.
Yeah, don't be talking about no clout chasing. I mean,
he's got plenty of that.
He's got plenty of that.
Yeah. I don't think anyone has anything to gain. I guess if Tyreek wins, then he could just be like, shut up, Noah Lyles.
Yeah.
You got to go away.
Yeah, I mean, but.
And then Noah's like, well, I still have a gold medal.
People keep bringing him up.
I spent a regrettable amount of time on Saturday night arguing with my brothers about the world championship thing.
What do you mean?
Like, what is a world champion?
Uh-huh.
Like, is Noah Lyles right?
Right.
My brother Ryan was like, well, he is kind of right. And I was like, but not, though. He was like, yeah, but, like, NBA guys don't play the whole world. And then we spent an hour doing that.
But they do.
Like, my mom was like, you guys are idiots. Why are you doing this?
Pretty
and I was
much.
Like, no, you're right.
Will you just
point.
Be quiet, please?
Yeah, I know. That's what they kept telling us.
Will you please be quiet?
We kept not doing it. We kept arguing.
I know.
We argued like absolute maniacs for like 45 minutes.
About
it felt like I was Stephen A. Smith. It was pretty cool. It was pretty fun to feel like that for a day. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Lots of news from throughout the weekend, including one quarterback battle over. We'll tell you who won the job.
No choice.
Or who lost the job, I guess. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.